Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? Oh, well, in Las Vegas, the sun is shining. There's no wind blowing. It's just a beautiful day. And in fact, it's about 70 degrees. So it looks like it's trying to turn into summertime in Vegas. But we know that we got to have our winter time where we have our high rain volume and all of that icky winter weather has to appear before we turn into that awesome hot weather. Because after all, we are in the desert, and the desert is when all of the heat comes to the area that we know as Las Vegas. Yes, we are in the desert, and we're expecting the heat to show up. But right now, we're expecting all the cold weather. So since it's almost March, and then it'll be April, they say April showers brings May flowers. So we can count on the weather getting a little cold before it gets hot. So I know that it's getting ready to get cold, even though it's faking like it really wants to be hot. It's giving us this pleasant weather, but it's just a fake. They're going to fake, and it's going to get cold again before it gets hot. And it's going to rain again. So we can't never expect the unexpected weather in Las Vegas. So, okay. Well, anyway, let's talk sports. How about football? Yes, this weekend will be week number 4 in the Alliance American Football League, the league that's supposed to replace the NFL. But they only got 8 teams, so I don't know how they think they're going to replace a 32-team league with 8 teams. I don't understand it. But anyway, Papa D, let's talk sports. What games are going to be played this weekend?
All right. Well, it's week 4 of the Alliance of American Football. And we have 2 games again on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. On Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific time is the San Diego Fleet playing the Memphis Express in Memphis. Now, if you remember, the San Diego Fleet is in a tie for second place at 2-1.
They're 2-1.
They're 2-1, and the Memphis Express is in a tie for last at 0-3.
0-3. All right. So we're gonna pick the San Diego team to win because they're probably playing at home too, right?
They're playing in Memphis.
Yeah, but are they playing in San Diego?
No, they're playing in Memphis.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still going to bet on San Diego to win. Okay, what's the next game Saturday night?
5 p.m. It's the Orlando Apollos playing the Salt Lake City Stallions in Salt Lake. And the Orlando Apollos are in tie for first at 3-0, and Salt Lake is in a tie for third at 1-2.
Okay. Well, it looks like the Apollos are going to win that game because they're 3-0. So I think they'll go ahead and end up being 4-0 playing against Salt Lake. Okay. So they'll be 4-0 at the end of this weekend. So that sounds good. Okay. What about Sunday's game?
On Sunday, we have the Birmingham Iron playing the San Antonio Commanders, and they're playing in Birmingham. Now, San Antonio is in a tie for third with Salt Lake City, and Birmingham is in a tie for first.
Okay. So I think, where are they playing at again?
Playing in Birmingham.
In Birmingham. Okay. So Birmingham is going to be the home team. So I think they'll win. I'll put my money on Birmingham to win this Sunday. All right. And with the fourth game or the second game on Sunday.
Yeah, so the last game is the Atlanta Legends playing the Arizona Hotshots, and they're playing in Arizona. Now, Atlanta is 0-3, so they're tied for fourth or last. And Arizona is 2-1, so they're tied for second, and they're playing in Arizona.
They're playing in Arizona?
Yep.
Oh, and you said Arizona's 2-1?
2-1, right, and Atlanta is 0-3.
Okay, well, we're going to take Arizona for the win. And they're playing in Arizona at home, too? Yep, we'll take Arizona for the win. All right. Well, that sounds good for AAF Football League. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're following along because the games are played on Channel 2 on CBS on Saturday. And on Sunday, they're playing in the National Football Channel, which I don't know what channel that is. But I guess if you follow cable, it'll be on a cable channel somewhere. So you can follow the game. All right. So that'll be four games this weekend. So hopefully they'll have some good games. Some of those teams score a lot of points. So they get really exciting games. So enjoy the football this weekend, people. Because if you're a football fan, they've really got good football to play. So enjoy it while it goes on. Okay, now I want to talk about entertainment news. I got some things to say about R. Kelly. So, R. Kelly. Okay, go ahead. Play the prep for the entertainment. Well, all right. We'll talk about entertainment news. I want to say something about R. Kelly. Now, my boy has really been tripping. I can't believe that he was molesting all those young girls. I guess he just likes sex with young girls. I really don't understand that. I mean, I know they look good. Their body is firm and tight. And I know they're really pretty girls. And they probably look old, like young adults. So I don't think he was running around chasing little babies. But these girls were young. They were 14 and 15 years old. That's really too young for you, R. Kelly. Come on, Robert Kelly. Get yourself together, man. What is your problem? So you already got picked up. You were arrested for molesting young girls. And you went to jail, and you couldn't even pay your own bail. You had $1 million bail that you couldn't even pay. So I don't know what happened to all your money, but you couldn't pay your bail. So you had to borrow money from somebody. Somebody had to step in and pay your bail. They had to pay $100,000, which is 10% of your bail, for you to get out of jail. And you got out of jail, and you went back. Yes, I said it. He went back to the McDonald's where he had picked up all these young girls before and had taken them to his house. And he treated them to a Big Mac. And then he took them home and treated them for some, I don't know what you want to call it, some Rudy Tooty, a little booty. I don't know. But I can't believe R. Kelly did that. That was my boy. He sang all them love songs. And, man, I had a lot of good dates when I was listening to R. Kelly. So I can't believe he just tripped out and started dating young girls. But like I said, they must have been some beautiful girls. So I don't know. But after you got bailed out of jail, you went right back to the McDonald's that you got arrested at. I don't believe you, man. Have you lost your mind? Are you going crazy? I mean, is sex that good with them little young girls? Come on, R. Kelly. You had a couple of videos, and you even had a documentary on your life. And they talked about all the beautiful girls that you dated. So how in the world did you end up with a 14-year-old? You married a 14-year-old girl? Come on, R. Kelly. What the hell is your problem, man? I don't know. I don't know what else to say about R. Kelly, except I think he's getting ready to get locked up for a while, because that's how they're doing it now. They're locking up black entertainers. And, you know, Wesley Snipes went to jail for tax evasion. And now R. Kelly's going to jail, and Bill Cosby went to jail for molesting girls. I don't know what's happening. All these men are being entertainers, and they're getting famous, and they're attacking young girls. What is going on with the world? I mean, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to have a bunch of girlfriends, but I ain't going to attack no young women. You know, I'm better than that. I'm going to have them come to me. Yeah, I'm going to take care of it that way. I'm going to have them come see G. That's right. Because I'm not attacking and taking nothing from no young girls. Man, I'm not an old man, but I'm a strong man. So I'm going to have my way. And I'm going to do it my way all the time. So I don't know. But R. Kelly, man, I hope you get your shit together, because that's really bad business that you got out of jail and went back to McDonald's. Was a Big Mac that important? Was it the fries or was it the shake that made you want to go back to McDonald's? Maybe you should try Burger King or Jack in the Box or even go to Taco Bell. I don't know. You need to move away from McDonald's. You get into too much trouble at Mackey D's. Maybe you're hanging out with Ronald McDonald and Mr. Big Mac. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to wish R. Kelly good luck in the future, because hopefully he'll get his stuff together. And then we can hear him producing more of that great love music that he used to produce. And it'll be all right, R. Kelly. So I'm praying for you, brother. I'm praying for you every day. All right. Now, I want to say something about our president. Oh, well, it's time for a commercial break. I guess I'll pass on talking about our president. All right, Papa D, play some songs and drop a commercial spot. And we'll be back in a minute.
I'm
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, I hope you're comfortable. Sit back in your chair, because I got a story to tell you today. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. And I liked her daughter, and her daughter liked me, but her daughter was real light-skinned, and I was real dark-skinned. So her mother had a problem with me dating her daughter. But I could go over there and visit, and her mother didn't have a problem with me sitting outside on the front porch and talking to her daughter. So I would sit out there with her daughter when I got home from school, and I would visit for a couple of hours. And before I left, I would get a kiss before I left, and I would be all happy and stuff, and I would ride home. Well, one day, I was at her house, and I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. See, right down the street from her house, right around the corner from my high school, on Rosecrans Avenue, they had a skating rink called Rosecrans Skating Rink. And I decided I wanted to go to the skating rink. So I asked her mother if I could take her to the skating rink, and her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate, so we'll be back about 8 o'clock. And her mother said, okay. So we jumped on the back of my motorcycle, and I rode to the skating rink, which was just that it's like 3 blocks from her house. So I pulled up in the parking lot, and it was a few people coming to the skating rink, not many boys from my high school, but it was a lot of kids from the neighborhood and from the public schools that went to the skating rink. So we parked my motorcycle, and I locked the steering column on my motorcycle, and we went into the skating rink. And we got our skate, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And she was like, wait a minute, you're skating too fast for me. So I slowed up, and I slowed down, and I waited for her to catch up with me, and I held her hand, and we just skated real slow around the skating rink. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. And she was getting the habit, getting the skating down. She was really starting to get good at skating. So we would go every week, and we would skate for the evening skating rink. And we would skate until like 8 o'clock. And then we would turn in our skates, and we would go home. And I would take her home, and her mother would be at the front door when we pulled up, because she would hear my motorcycle coming down the street, and she would come outside and meet us, and she was really happy that her daughter was coming home smiling and grinning. It was a good day. So I was having a good time with my girlfriend, and we would skate every week. We would go to the skating rink. And I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skating. And then when we skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on a backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love because my girlfriend was skating with me, and I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skating rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate doubles, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning, spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate, so let's skate. And I was skating, and they were like, oh, you want to skate fast? And I said, yeah, but we're going to put some spins in and put some twists in, and I'm going to crisscross it up. And I was skating all fancy, and the girls were like, oh, you skate so well. And I said, yeah, baby, I could do pretty good. I'm a pretty good skater. I've been skating a long time. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. All these girls wanted to skate with me, but, you know, I just wanted to get up and show out a little bit, because you were watching me. I know you were. You saw me crisscrossing and skating backwards and twisting it up. And she was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, but I can't skate like that when I'm skating with you, because you don't skate that good, and I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice, but I like watching you skate. And I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, then when I come here, I'll skate with you, and then I'll skate a couple of times with the girls that come ask me to skate. And she said, yeah, I don't mind, because I like to watch you skate. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. It was a good skating rink for us to skate at, and I enjoyed myself very much, and it was fun, and I got my skating technique down real good, so I could go anywhere in L.A. and skate, and that's what I did. I went down to Washington Boulevard in L.A., to my friend's daddy's skating rink, and I'd go down there and skate with him and all of my buddies, we would really get out there and skate. We would be fancy skating. We'd be crisscrossing and spinning around and doing full splits and all kinds of stuff on the skating floor. We were really showing out. And since I was down there without my girlfriend, I could really show out. Okay, it's time for a commercial break. So Papa D, play a song, and then play a comedy clip, and then play the commercial break. And we'll be back with some more of my story.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this hoop?
Baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see the get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick, yes, I'm on the lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you holler before
you
leave.
I know you like me.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. I know you want it.
I know you want it.
It's easy to see.
It's easy to see.
And in the back.
Yeah.
had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, in my vacant apartments that I moved into, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And, you know, she got to the point where she was slowing down on smoking the crack. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. Because now I'm getting ready to get my own apartment and I got to pay bills. So I started concentrating on paying bills instead of smoking crack. And she was with me. She understood the situation. And so we lived together, and it was good. She cleaned the house. She washed my clothes. She cooked my food. It was good. We had sex at night. It was a good relationship. But I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her, and she was tripping. She was going through withdrawal, and she ended up moving out of my house. I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back, and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. And I was like, wow, I can't believe. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you're enjoying my story about me being a skater, because I used to cut it up at the skating rink. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skating ring, skate floor, I could do it all. And I had a buddy that his daddy owned the skating ring down on Washington Boulevard. That's down in South Central L.A. And we used to go to the skating ring, and he was a real good skater, because he had been skating since he was like 4 years old. So he was a real good skater. His name was David. Man, David could skate. David would get out there and spin around and skate backwards. and he could skate real slow and real fancy, and then he'd spin around and skate forward, and he could crisscross, and he could spin. Oh, he was doing the most on the skating rink. But I was pretty good, too, so I was right behind him. We were skating in the ring together, and we'd go skating around. And any girl that fell, you know, we'd skate up to her and pick her up and help her get to the side of the rink so she could hold herself up, and we'd skate off. And we'd skate around, and he was like a security. So he would walk, he would skate around and help everybody out. But I was just skating real fast because I was a fancy skater, and I was doing the most, spinning around and doing full splits and doing all kind of skating moves. Boy, I was really, I would skate on my tiptoes, and then I'd skate on the back of my wheels. Oh, yeah, I had all kind of moves. Well, I was pretty good. But I was young then, too. You know, I was a high school student. So, you know, I wasn't too old to be moving and grooving like I am now. Now I'm kind of old. I don't know if I can move like that. But I did it anyway. And I moved from skating down on West on Washington at the Washington skating rink. I went down to the bowling alley complex where my mama used to bowl. It was called Midtown Bowl, and they had World on Wheels skating rink down there. And I went to World on Wheels, and I went in there, and David was working as a skate patrol, because I told you, David skated real good because his daddy owned Washington skating rink. So he got a job at World on Wheels because they had more girls down on World on Wheels. So he'd go to World on Wheels and we'd be skating. And I got in free because I knew David and he got me in. So I would get in and I'd be skating around and all. Oh, I was doing all my fancy tricks and stuff. And they had a lot of skaters, because that was in South Central L.A., so they had a lot of fancy skaters. They had guys and girls that go to the skating rink all the time, and they would be skating up a storm, so I was learning all the new little skating tricks, and I was doing the best I could do, but I was learning all the new tricks, so I was getting to be pretty good on skates. I could always skate backwards, and I could crisscross, and I could skate on my front wheels and then skate on my back wheels. I was really good. I could twist. I was good. So I was skating real fancy down at World on Wheels. Yep, I used to hang out down there, and it was pretty good until I got to be a little older, and then I didn't go to the skating rink anymore. Then I was going ice skating, and ice skating is fun, but it's a little different than roller skating because you're on that thin metal blade, and if you slip, you can bust your butt open. And I was like, I fell one time and hit my head, and I had a headache for like 5 hours. I was hurting so bad. I said, well, I ain't ice skating no more. And I just kind of slowed down. So when I left to go to college, I went up by San Francisco, and they got a park in Oakland called Lake Merritt. And Lake Merritt, they had all of these skaters that would go to the park and skate. And they could skate around this cement area by the lake. And you could go down there and see everybody skating. So I took my skates down there, and I said, I can skate with these people. They don't know what skating is. And I got out there, and I skated, and I skated. But now remember, I'm a college student, so I'm a little older than them little kids that was skating. And I hadn't skated in several years. says I had stopped skating. So I went down there and I was skating and I was showing them how to do moves and stuff. I was really getting back into it. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then some skaters came through the park and they were grown like me, except they could skate. And they were spinning around and doing splits and they were skating and crisscrossing. And I was like, oh, I could do all of that. So I started skating with them. And they left the park and started skating on the sidewalk. And they went all through the different parts of the lake. And then they ended up in a park. And they went all through the park. And I thought I could keep up with them. But they were skating so easy. They were roller skating. But I couldn't skate that easy. I was hustling. I was skating hard and I was skating fast. But I couldn't keep up with them. As bad as I tried to keep up, they ended up rolling away and leaving me behind. And I slowed down and I got on a hill and I just rolled down the hill all the way till I got back to Lake Merritt. And I said, well, I guess I can't roll with the big boys no more because I'm out of practice and I'm too old to skate like I used to skate. So I realized right then that I wasn't the skater that I used to be. So I had to chill out. Yep. So that's the end of my story, ladies and gentlemen. I was a real skater, and I still got to hustle, but I don't know if I can skate. Anyway, it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, play a song, and then play a commercial clip, and we'll be back after the break.
Thank you.
when I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? He said, well, let's take a walk. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, let's go over there and look. And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women. And I was like, what? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out. Well, I was walking down the street, and girls would be waving at me. And I go, oh, you ain't no woman. Don't be waving at me. And I'd walk off. And I was so shocked. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just stop. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Yeah.
If you have some questions that you want to send Ask G Money, well, send me some questions. Because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. It's been a real blast bringing you the entertainment of this day for you to listen to the music and my interesting story. I know it was interesting. It's always good when I'm talking about the things that I did when I was younger, when I was a skater. I was really good. So I hope you enjoyed the story and you enjoyed the music on today's radio show. And remember, on Saturday and Sunday, they have the football games. So check out the football and you can catch up with the new football teams that are playing against the NFL. They're not playing actually against the NFL, but they're trying to take the place of the real NFL teams. So you got to see what they can do so you can see if they can compete with the NFL teams. But anyway, I want to thank my DJ, Papa D, and his engineering skill for working my radio show to the perfection. And I want to thank Big Nasty, because I know, Big Nasty, you're listening to the show, and your sponsorship is helping us run this show and making it all that it can be. And I want to thank everybody and remind them that tomorrow we do the show for the homeless, trying to solve the homeless situation in Las Vegas. So pay attention. I think I may have a guest, call-in guest, that you can listen to him talk about what he's doing with the homeless in Las Vegas. So that'll be from 3 to 4 o'clock tomorrow. So listen up and remember, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. Thank you for having all of your friends, family, and cousins, and aunts and uncles listening to the show. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Later. I'm gone.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.